Thursday's U.S. producer prices came in hot while retail sales were solid and well above forecast. What this means is that the Fed is still in position to be tightening, which on net should translate to more U.S. dollar demand. This holds true all the more when we're getting opposite signals from some of the other major economies abroad. On Thursday, the ECB signaled it had likely reached the end of its tightening cycle, while over in the UK, peak rates continued to decline after house prices plunged. We have, however, seen some relative strength in the commodity currencies, with the Australian, New Zealand, and Canadian dollars all outperforming on the back of rallying commodities prices and better-than-expected data out of China. Early Friday, China industrial production and retail sales came in well above forecast. Looking at the calendar for the remainder of the day, we get Eurozone trade, wage growth, an ECB Lagarde speech, Canada foreign securities purchases, Canada manufacturing sales, U.S. import prices, New York manufacturing, U.S. industrial production, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.